Jim DeMint stands by Mark Meadows after Georgia indictment. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 16, 2023. Conservative Partnership Institute, CPI. Chairman Jim DeMint praised former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and criticized Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis for making a mockery of our legal system through an embarrassing political witch hunt in a statement days after Willis indicted Meadows. Meadows was charged with two counts in a 41-count indictment that named himself, former President Donald Trump, and 17 others. Meadows is being charged under Georgia's RICO statute and faces charges for soliciting an official to violate their oath of office. Willis pointed to Meadows' involvement in setting up calls between Trump and various state legislators as evidence of his alleged violation of state law. DeMint called Willis's case a desperate attempt for political power. DeMint said the CPI will not relent in supporting Mark Meadows and our mission to save America's freedoms for future generations. Mark Meadows is one of the most humble and courageous conservative leaders in America. DeMint posted online with a link to a longer statement. Partisan Democrats in Georgia are making a mockery of our legal system through an embarrassing political witch hunt against President Trump and those who worked for him in a desperate attempt to retain power over Americans through fear and intimidation. DeMint continued. Mark put his name and reputation on the line when he founded the House Freedom Caucus to hold leadership accountable and make Washington work for America's forgotten men and women, not for the elites and special interest groups. From honorably serving as Chief of Staff for President Donald Trump to helping lead the Conservative Partnership Institute in recent years during unprecedented political attacks against the Trump administration, he's proven to be one of America's most courageous conservative fighters. His heartfelt commitment to Americans who feel Washington has left them behind is the reason Mark is a target of this embarrassing and partisan prosecution in Georgia. The left clearly hopes that by attacking him, liberals can keep good people out of public service. On Tuesday, Meadows filed a motion to remove the Georgia indictment against him to federal court. His attorneys argued that the Constitution's Supremacy Clause protected his actions as Chief of Staff. Mr. Meadows has the right to remove this matter. The conduct giving rise to the charges in the indictment all occurred during his tenure and as part of his service as Chief of Staff, his attorneys wrote. Nothing Mr. Meadows is alleged in the indictment to have done is criminal per se. Arranging Oval Office meetings, contacting state officials on the president's behalf, visiting a state government building, and setting up a phone call for the president, the motion added. One would expect a Chief of Staff to the President of the United States to do these sorts of things. And they have far less to do with the interests of state law than, for example, murder charges that have been successfully removed, his attorneys added. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.